Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, my Flanistos and my Flanistas? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on with ya? Everybody feeling good? You know what I'm saying? I hope you that you all are, because I'm definitely feeling good, and I'm definitely ready and excited to give you my review on episode 13 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now, as y'all know, it's been 2 weeks, you know, since we've seen a new episode of Atlanta Housewives due to the Super Bowl. So I hope everybody enjoyed the Super Bowl. If you was in New York, New Jersey area, and you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty sure you, well, hopefully you enjoyed it if you was in the area. You know, and if you was a Seahawks fan, then congratulations, your team won. If you was a Broncos fan, you know, I just feel bad for you, you know. But, so, you know what I'm saying, so basically that's what's been going on. You know, we haven't seen the Housewives, but I definitely want to go ahead and get my review in, because tonight is another new episode of the Housewives, part two of the Ratchetness. So I'm about to review on part one of the Ratchetness, which is episode 13. And, I'm trying to just calm myself down a little bit, because I got such a high opinion on this episode that I'm about to just explode. So let me just go ahead and just start it, all right? So, excuse me. So I'm going to go ahead and start with, you know, I'm going to start a little. It get big, you know? So let me just start with Cynthia. So as y'all remember, you remember the previous episode, episode 12, remember at the end they all had a winery. You know, they went to a little winery party or whatever, and, you know, they got into things where Cynthia's friend Natalie was talking about how Todd, you know, supposedly was an opportunist, and Kenya brought that up, and then Kenya brought up the fact that her husband, Christopher Williams, you know, only refers to Natalie as a common wife or something like that, you know, not really as a wife, but like a common wife or something. So, you know, there was a big fuss about that. So anyway, but then Candy was like, well, you know, y'all can say what y'all want to about Todd, but you know what I'm saying? I don't ever say, you know, everything that I know about Peter. So then Cynthia eyebrow kind of raised. So anyway, so now get back to episode 13. Y'all remember Cynthia, she was just kind of, you know, telling Peter, you know, what Candy said about, you know, Candy kind of brought up that, you know, she knows a lot of stuff about you, and, you know what I'm saying, you know, whatever you've done in the past, you know, I really don't care or whatever, but I'm worried about the present. But my thing is, you know, I like Cynthia, I really do. But Cynthia, she got a way of being real shady, but still try to come out being, you know, like she's not doing nothing, you know what I'm saying? You know, she's like that nice, nasty, where, like, she starts stuff, but then she sit back and be like, you know what I'm saying? She starts stuff, and then she just sit back and let it, you know, watch it unravel. So, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm pretty sure Cynthia knows, by telling her husband this, she's not going to be happy about it. You know what I'm saying? He's going to want to confront Candy. Isn't that exactly what he said? He's like, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? I need to confront Candy, you know what I'm saying, to try to figure out what does she mean, you know, that I've done in the past or whatever. So, I don't know. So we're going to see, you know, so let's see what happened with that. But anyway, speaking of Candy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they show Candy, you know, she's with her manager and Todd. And basically, you know, she's still talking about her musical that she's trying to prepare and stuff like that. She's trying to get, like, big names like Gladys Knight in it. I think she already has, like, Eddie LaVert, you know, signed on or whatever. And then she's even thinking about putting Portia in it. Now, her manager, Don Juan, you know, he don't think that Portia can really, you know what I'm saying, sing, basically. But you know what I'm saying, but according to Candy, you know what I'm saying, if you with Candy, she can make anybody sing. Look at Kim, okay? Y'all remember that she could not sing, but on the track, you know, come on now, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to admit, on the track, it was a hot song, right? You know what I'm saying? It was a headbanger. Well, maybe not a headbanger, but you know what I'm saying? It was a nice song to bounce to. How about that? And, you know, so basically, you know, since she was trying to, you know, get her musical together and stuff like that. Then Todd, you know, he was like, well, you know, so maybe you should put Christopher Williams in it. So whenever he brought up his name, then, you know what I'm saying, Candy was just kind of like, well, speaking of Christopher, his little wifey, Natalie, she was just talking or whatever, and, you know, she said that you was an opportunist. And Todd's like, oh, here we go again. And you know what I'm saying? At this point, honestly, I do feel kind of bad for the guy. Because you know what I'm saying? Just think about, like, if you got, like, this rumor about you, and everywhere you go, it's like it's always been put in your face. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's true or not true, you know what I'm saying? You just hate to be reminded of your past. Now, let's just say, you know what I'm saying, I'm a humor, y'all. Let's say that Todd was an opportunist, okay? Let's just say that, you know what I'm saying, maybe he's trying to change those ways, but it's sad just how people are. You know, people don't let you change your ways. They'll keep reminding you of your dirt, you know, what you've done, what people said about you, what you, you know what I'm saying? So, in a way, at this point, I really do feel bad for Todd because, you know what I'm saying, I feel like, you know, maybe he is trying to change with Candy. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he has hurt people in the past. And he's, you know, but at the same time, think about who, I mean, I'm not saying everybody has, but who hasn't? You know what I'm saying? Who hasn't done maybe some underhanded stuff to get to the next level? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think they're making it bigger than it is. You know, as long as Candy watch her money, get a prenup, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just make sure that she knows what she's doing before she get in too deep. I think she's good. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know who you're marrying. You never know who you're getting involved with. You can always be getting involved with a criminal or with somebody who's done something shady in their past. Nobody's perfect. I'm pretty sure if you bring up Natalie's past, we can find some stuff that they're on there, and we can put on the blogs about her. How about that? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, then also, you know, Nene's throwing this big pajama party or whatever. So, you know, so Candy had told Todd, and Todd was like, you know, at first he was kind of apprehensive. He's like, I ain't going to be in no pajama party or whatever. But you know what? That's nothing to get on my nerves. Why do the men got to be so boring and never be a, you know, like never be like a team player? I mean, you always going to look cool. What? You don't want to be around being pajamas. Why? And you're going to be with your girl. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, just put on some pajamas. Go have fun with other grown people. Stop being so, trying to act like you're so cool all the time. Oh, boy. That's getting on my nerves sometimes. Now, y'all know I like Phaedra, right? And if y'all don't know, I'm telling you now, I like Phaedra. I really do. I think Phaedra, she's kind of like the comic relief, you know, of the show. You know what I'm saying? She got that southern charm and all that southern lingo that she talks, and she got this all this southern foolishness that she got going on. And she really had some foolishness on episode 13 because, you know, I think it was, now I might get this wrong, but I think, because see, I might get it wrong. It was so much going on that I don't know what was going on. But I think that she was, like, having her baby Christian or something like that. I don't know. I don't know if it was like a Christian thing or just like a, I mean, I don't think it was a birthday party. But I think, I don't know what it was. Put it this way. Phaedra, she met up with Dwight because, you know what I'm saying, you know he always planned her parties, you know, for her children and this, that, and the third. So I think that she wanted to, you know, have her newborn, you know, her youngest son, Mr. President, as she called him, Christian. I think it was like a christening thing, I think. But anyway, so, you know, so she was, like, preparing all these expensive things. She was talking about having helicopters and Secret Service men and, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And then she had got a place that kind of resembled the White House. I mean, she really think that her little baby is going to be the president. I mean, I'm not saying he can't, but, you know, when he grow up or whatever, but I'm just saying she's just so dramatic, you know. So anyway, so, you know what I'm saying, so she got Dwight and she wants all this stuff, that and the third, and to me, it was just over the top. You know, it was over the top. It was like a ceremony, you know what I'm saying? She had limos, and like whenever they got out, your trumpets was playing, and then she had her oldest son dressed as a prince, and I don't know. You know, sometimes too, I wonder if, I know all this is definitely Phaedra's idea, and I guess Apollo just go with it because he's like, you know, this is just her, and she's going to want to do it or whatever. He, you know, because really he didn't seem to care, you know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be the daddy, and he looking like he's a uncle or something, just standing back in the, you know, standing back, not really. He worried about the food and worried about talking to somebody and stuff. I mean, I'm thinking like, okay, this is your baby, your youngest son. He's about to get Christian or whatever was going on. And you trying to look too cool because if y'all remember, you remember Phaedra wanted, you know what I'm saying, wanted to dance with Apollo too cool. So I don't like guys like that either. I mean, I feel like males are boring. You know what I'm saying? Guys, get out there. And I mean, that's your wife. That's your son. Why don't look cool in front of everybody for? It's not about you right now. It's really about the youngest baby. So Apollo, he really was having a good time. And you know what? And sometimes the way Apollo be acting on camera, I just be wondering how is their marriage off camera? Because I don't know. He don't really seem too comfortable with himself. I don't know. Do any of y'all pick up on that, or is it just me? You know what I'm saying? It just seemed like he, I don't know. He's not really comfortable. Like, he always trying to act like he's something, but he ain't. But then again, as y'all know, he is in all that fraudulent stuff. But that's another story. I'm going to stay on topic. You know what I'm saying? Because I get on what he's going through right now. Woo! Yeah, I ain't got no time for that, all right? Okay, so anyway, so basically, you know, Apollo, he just complaining. He just seems so uncomfortable. Yeah, he got a problem anyway. Anyway, let's just move along. So let's get on Kenya. Oh, Kenya's crazy. Now, okay, as y'all know, you know what I'm saying, Kenya has told her family that, you know, she's definitely going to have a child, you know, with or without a man. So, you know what I'm saying, she starts, you know, visiting a few places. You know, she goes to a doctor, you know, figure out her options. You know, doctor brings up different options, and, you know, she talks about, fertility or whatever. And then the doctor also let her know that her ovaries are actually kind of dysfunctional a little bit. But Kenya is not giving up, you know what I'm saying? Kenya says she might be out, but she's not going to give up. So, you know, some of her options was just to have, like, you know, regular sex, you know, with the man. Or, you know, like, do donor eggs or, you know what I'm saying? But she was definitely against the donor eggs because she wanted to be, you know, her DNA, not somebody else's DNA, which is understandable, I guess. But what was crazy, do y'all remember one of the doctors had talked about the turkey basting and how people how women have turkey basting parties? Now, look, now for the women that's listening to this review, please don't get offended right now. But you know what? I look at it like this. I look at it like, you know how, like, men go to jail for, like, raping women or stuff? You know what I'm saying? Like abusing them. You know, whenever a man rapes a woman, he abuses her, he violates her, and all kinds of stuff. And I feel like women need to go to jail for having turkey basting parties, especially if, like, they're taking, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's violating a man, abusing him, not in a physical way, but, like, in another type of way. Cause it's like you're taking his sperm without, especially if he don't know. You know what I'm saying? You go get it out of the condom, you know, while he's asleep or whatever, and then you go try to get pregnant, and then he don't want a child. I feel like that's a violation to a man. And no, I'm not just saying it because I'm a guy, but I'm saying it because I think that's crazy. Like, why are you having? I mean, think about it. You're having a party over somebody's sperm that you probably stole without him knowing, and you're going to impregnate yourself. And whenever he finds out that you're pregnant with his baby, he's not going to want you or the child. There go another child growing up without a daddy. There you go, growing up without a single mother. It's just crazy. So I thought that was crazy. If people actually have parties, turkey-basting parties, over getting somebody's sperm, that was crazy. Anyway, so as y'all remember, Miss Lawrence was with Kenya, you know, while she was visiting the clinic or whatever. And then this donor came out, and then, you know, Kenya started flirting with the donor. And I'm looking at him like, I don't know, like, did y'all? I don't know. She obviously liked him, but did he look like he liked women to y'all? I'm just asking. But then, you know, then whenever Kenya had met with the doctor, you know, the doctor was giving her different, you know, procedures and how it worked, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know what I'm saying, they were asking her if, like, she had a, you know, a must-have list. Her must-have list was crazy, you know what I'm saying? It was almost like an episode of What Chili Wants, you know what I'm saying? He got to have this, he can't do that, he must have this. And then, like, she was reading one of the, one of the essays from the guy, and just because he spelled the word wrong, she counseled him out because he spelled the word wrong. Really? So Kenya never spelled a word wrong. Now, she remember her child becoming dumb because of the daddy. Well, the child could become dumb because of you. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure she got a lot of flaws. And then when she went in there and looked at the sperm under the microscope, she's talking about she's a spermologist or whatever she says. She's a mess. So anyway, all right. So that's with Kenya. Now, let's get on NeNe. Now, as y'all know, you know what I'm saying? NeNe, you know, she's having her pillow fight. I mean, that's basically what it was. Anyway, she had her pillow talk party, and, you know, she had invited everybody, you know, guests started arriving for the party or whatever. And then, you know, NeNe, she had invited her Natalie and her husband. I think Portia and her sister, I think they had arrived first, I believe. And then, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, as the people started arriving or whatever, you know, Cynthia, Peter, and Apollo and Phaedra and Candy, you know what I'm saying? Candy and Phaedra are actually on time this time. They weren't the late ones or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? So, NeNe, you know what I'm saying, she brought out some models, like a male and female model to serve drinks, you know, the male for the women, female for the men. So, you know, and but NeNe, was it just me? I want NeNe acting crazy. Because, you know, I think Candy said it, like, you know, like NeNe will own something. She just kept walking back and forth. She kept shaking, you know, she kept shaking that weave she got in her head, like she's a white woman. And she just talking about, you know, she was talking out her head and just trying to be a bossy somebody. And I don't know. She took something before the scene or something. But anyway, but I'll tell you one thing. She definitely had an agenda, and it wasn't a good agenda. So anyway, so, you know, so she just, she basically, she has, like, this, you know, she wants to play this game where everybody asks questions or whatever. And then everybody was there but Kenya. So NeNe, she's upset about that, talking about, oh, you know, how Kenya's late. And she's talking about everybody's being late, but she's late herself. So then they start playing a game called, you know, Do You Know Your Mates? So basically, you know, it was just about, you know, you ask questions, and then everybody try to, you know, find out how, you know, how much they know their mate or whatever. So anyway, so then NeNe, she gets back up. And then she's mad or whatever because, you know, Kenya's not there. You know, it's getting later and later as they're playing the game. And she just keeps asking questions. And I forgot what now, at first it was friendly. You know what I'm saying? At first it was really friendly. You know, the questions was friendly. I think somebody had said, you know, what do you think about your man? Oh, would you mind if your man was bisexual or something? And then Portia played herself by saying, "Oh, I don't want my man to be bisexual, heterosexual. Really? You don't want him to be heterosexual? So what do you want?" She don't. She want him to be Portia-sexual. So she played herself because she's stupid. So then Kenya finally arrived. But now, you know, when Kenya arrived, I'm not even gonna lie, I was laughing. Cause y'all remember, she came in, and NeNe's like, "Okay, yeah, you're late. Just sit down. Nobody cares." And Kenya was like, "NeNe, you look nice." NeNe said, "You don't." NeNe is off the chain. She, you know what, I don't, she gets on my nerves, but I got to get to her. She do make me laugh, and she was just acting stupid. So anyway, so you know what I'm saying? So NeNe, she started throwing her shade at Kenya. You know, she's fussing at Kenya because of her lateness. And then Peter, you know what I'm saying, a question had came up where Peter had said that, you know, he would, you know, something about, you know, would you like it if your man was at the club or was at the strip club? And Peter opened his mouth and says, "Oh, you know, he would never have a girl on him at the strip club." But then Candy looking at him sideways, you know, like, "But didn't I see you one time at a strip club with somebody or whatever?" And then, you know what I'm saying, so he's like, oh, really? But she won't own me. And Candy's just pulling his car saying, "But Peter, you know what I'm saying, she was definitely on your lap." So Peter's trying to tell, like, Cynthia's there. "Oh, don't lie now. Don't lie now, big man." Just because Cynthia's there, you know what I'm saying? So that was crazy. Then Apollo's talking about something. "Oh, well, you know, I go to the strip club, all the club, and, you know what I'm saying, I pay $5,000, $8,000. So everybody's looking at him like, "Okay, really? You're paying that much? You need to be paying that on your house, you know what I'm saying, putting it on diapers, putting it on your kids or whatever." So then, you know what I'm saying, so Kenya's there or whatever, then NeNe brings up, you know, about something about would you be mad if, like, your partner looked at somebody else? And then I think, I forgot who went to first, but I know Kenya had said something like, "Oh, well, you know, if he looked," or something about, "If he looked, I won't be mad." I don't know what she said. But then, of course, NeNe digs into it more, and then she brings up what Kenya said about Natalie and Chris. So then, of course, you know, Chris, he gets up, and he addresses Kenya, and he's like, "Oh, you know, I don't know what kind of pills you on or whatever." And she's like, "Oh, I'm on the same pills as you." That's right. So then, you know, so then Natalie's like, "Oh, don't try to backtrack now. Don't try to backtrack now." So Kenya's like, "Wait a minute, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to backtrack." So she gets up, she starts going towards Natalie, and then, you know what I'm saying, I guess Chris, you know what I'm saying, he grabs her, you know, grabbed Kenya, you know, to try to stop her from going towards his wife. So then, you know what I'm saying, Kenya's like, "Hey, you know what I'm saying, don't touch me." So then her friend Brandon gets up, and then, you know, he's trying to tell Chris, you know what I'm saying, "Don't touch her, don't touch her," or whatever. And then it gets kind of crazy because then Chris, he pushes Brandon. Peter grabs Brandon, try to hold him, you know what I'm saying, trying to hold him back from, you know what I'm saying, you know, getting physical. And then all of a sudden Apollo. Now here's the crazy part. Okay, now Peter. Now you know, so Peter was cool. You know, he was just trying to break things up. The crazy thing was, I thought Apollo got up too to try to help as well, because you know what I'm saying, Brandon. Oh no, he was about it. He was ready to get Chris for real. But then Apollo jumps up and he starts pushing Brandon down, and then he starts hitting him. And I'm like, why is he hitting him? Like, no lie. Whenever I saw this scene, my y'all should have saw me. You know, I should have been on you know what I'm saying, live on camera. Y'all should have saw my face. My mouth dropped, my eyes. I was just like, why is Apollo acting crazy? And you know what I'm saying, and it's crazy. And then Kenya, she's stupid, because she was like, Apollo, he was acting like he was fighting for his virginity back in prison or something like that. She crazy. So, you know, you see what I'm saying? So, like, Apollo, he goes, well, if y'all remember, Apollo, he even pushed the women. He's like, get off me. He's pushing the women back. He pushed Phaedra, pushing Kenya, trying to get the assistant. And then Chris, he crazy. He in there throwing items and stuff. And then, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, you know, I mean, at this point, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Phaedra trying to calm her husband down. Nene, she's all in Kenya face, blaming her, saying, you the one that started this. You got up. You don't get up and charge nobody. But you know what? The real person who started this is Nene Leakes. I hope y'all know that. Now, I know there may be some Nene Leakes fans listening to my review. But look, you know what I'm saying? But dude, you got to be real, Nene fans. Y'all know that she started this. Why would you have a party like this, knowing how these people are, knowing that you got people already in the room that ain't really too cool with each other? And then now, I don't blame Kenya. You want to know why? Because Kenya, whenever Nene had brought up that question about, how you feel if like your partner looked at another man or whoever, you know, Kenya really didn't say anything. But then Nene want to bring up what Kenya said to get Natalie riled up and Chris riled up. Nene was the instigator. She was very shady for this. She knew what she was doing. That's why she was mad that Kenya wasn't there at first, because she was ready to get Kenya there and just start all that ratchetness. That's what she was doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. You know, just the truth is the truth. So while Nene ended up blaming Kenya, she didn't blame herself. And then you know what? Y'all remember whenever Phaedra and like some of the producers, they had Apollo, whenever he was like against the wall, they were trying to talk to him. And I think Phaedra said, why are you so mad? And then it seemed like Apollo said that fat, you know, that word that rhymes with maggot. So he said that, you know what? Scratch me in the eye or hit me in the eye or something like that. It sounded like he said the F word. You know, I mean, they bleeped it out. But it sounded like he said that what rhymes with maggot. I don't know. Y'all go back and look at that certain scene, you know. And, it looked like he said that. And then I don't think nobody caught that, because if they did catch that, you know, that would have blew up all over the internet. But it sounded like I caught that. It sounded like he said that, you know what, scratch me in the face or whatever he said. But what else? Then Natalie and Brandon, they started fussing, because Brandon was like, "What's going on?" And she was like, "Your friend is what she said." She said, "Your friend is telling lies. That's what's going on." No, she's not telling no lies. I mean, I don't know if she's telling lies or not. But the point is, you can't get mad if Chris never accepted you as a wife. And I don't really know Chris Williams. I don't know his music like that. But he seemed like he has like domestic violence written all over him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has like this aura about, oh, I beat women. Yeah, I'm all serious. Anyway, then y'all remember at the end, you know, when it was about to go out, Apollo started charging for Brandon again. I mean, he just won't leave the boy alone. So it is crazy. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Now, this is the first time in Atlanta Housewives history where it's actually got, like, physical like this. I mean, these people are fighting. I mean, they went crazy. They went crazy. They went mad. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I'm definitely going to be, on Bravo. I mean, yeah, Bravo, looking at these crazy people. I'm going to be tweeting live with you all. It's going to be real good, understood? So that's what happened, you know what I'm saying? Cynthia, she opened her mouth, telling Peter, you know what I'm saying, oh, Candy said this, Candy said that, and now Peter ready to tell Candy this and that. You know what I'm saying? Candy, you know what I'm saying? She brought up to her man, Todd, about what Natalie, Natalie and Chris had said about he's being an opportunist or whatever. So, you know, we're going to see what's going on with that. Phaedra, she's doing her Phaedra thing. She had this big old ceremony thing for her youngest son where I think he got Christian. I believe that was the thing. And she had, like, trumpets and limo. I mean, acting like he's the real president.
Yeah.
And who else? What else happened? Oh, yeah, and then, y'all, Kenya, she's trying to get pregnant, you know, I guess going the insemination way, I guess. I don't know. And then, you know, Nene had her little pillow talk, but she knew what she was doing. Oh, yeah, it was a pillow talk, all right. It was a pillow fight. And then if you notice, Nene, she all in the back. Yeah, when everybody fighting, now she's standing back. And you know what another funny thing was it's Chuck. Now, I know that everybody is giving Chuck, you know what I'm saying, they really getting on him. But, oh, he was hiding behind his wife. I don't think he was hiding behind his wife. I think that's just how it looked. But I know people think that Chuck should have been, I guess, with the guys breaking it up. But at the same time, look, I'm not going to say that. You want to know why? Because just because you're a guy, that doesn't mean just because somebody's fighting that you have to get involved and try to break it up just because you're a guy. I mean, honestly, I mean, y'all may not agree with me. Y'all might think, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. But why would he get involved? He ain't had nothing to do with that. Plus, there was already a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, breaking it up. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we saw the producers, you know what I'm saying? So, we're looking at it from an audience point of view. But, like, if we're in the room, if I was sure, I'd be like, you know, they ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't know these people like that. So, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, what he got to do with Brandon and Chris fighting? I mean, does he really know Chris? Like, why would he break it up? Peter and Apollo supposedly been breaking it up. He and they're fighting, too. But, he, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Peter, Greg was doing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It was Greg, Peter, and supposedly Apollo breaking up. So, why would Chuck need to get involved? And I don't think he was hiding behind his wife. I just think that's how it looked when the camera, you know what I'm saying? Because his wife was just standing, like, in front of him. I don't know. I mean, I'm not taking it for Chuck at all because I still don't like him for, you know what I'm saying, for how he tried to play Phaedra and Candy about, you know what I'm saying, about how they used to date or whatever. So I'm not on his side at all. But at the same time, I'm not going to throw him under the bus and say he's hiding because I just feel like that wasn't his fight. Sometimes you got to pick your battles. That wasn't his fight. That wasn't about him. So why would he get into it? Like Apollo. You know what I'm saying? Like Apollo. That wasn't Apollo fight. So why was he fighting Brandon? You know what I'm saying? I see it. So... anyway, everybody, that's my review, number 13. Please let me know what you think. Remember, tonight is the new episode 14, and I'll be reviewing on that later next week. So definitely let me know what you think of this review right here, episode 13. And please hit me up on my social networks. You can find me on Twitter, at RealHotFresh. Find me on Facebook.com/RealHotFresh. And definitely subscribe to my YouTube at... YouTube.com/RealHotFresh. I am your boy Z-Fly. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Get ready for tonight, part two. It's going to be ratchet. Yeah, and I always tune into FLY Radio because you got me there. All right, y'all. Peace. Till next time.